With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Demonstrations against the government of Iran continue across the country despite the threats of execution by the mullahs. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The U.S.-based human rights activists news agency now says the number of dead has climbed to over 2,570. The figure dwarfs the death toll from any other round of protests of unrest in Iran in decades and recalls the chaos surrounding the country's 1979 Islamic Revolution. After Trump was informed on the number of deaths, he warned Iran's leaders that he was terminating any negotiations and would act accordingly. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
At this hour, the country's largest cell phone provider is having major issues.
Verizon's wireless service is suffering an outage impacting cellular data and voice services around the country. Verizon subscribers complained online their phones were suddenly left without service and stuck in SOS mode. Verizon, which has more than 146 million customers, appears to have started experiencing service issues around 12 noon Eastern time. In a statement, Verizon said engineers are engaged and are working to identify and solve the issue quickly.
That's correspondent Bill Alexander reporting. The Trump administration is still insisting it needs Greenland. Speaking with Salem Radio, military affairs analyst retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis says the U.S. has had a large military presence on Greenland in the recent past.
We used to have 40,000 people there during the Cold War, and we had them there because of the North Atlantic infiltration by Russian submarines. They're still out there, but their numbers aren't as great.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 42 points, the NASDAQ dropped 238, the S&P 500 lower by 37. This is SRN News. A critical religious freedom case is underway in Canada.
Assisted suicide is legal in the country, but religious hospitals and pro-life hospice facilities do not want to participate. But a family in British Columbia is suing, demanding that such health care providers be forced to help people kill themselves. The Supreme Court of British Columbia is taking testimony in the case the rest of this month and is expected to deliver a verdict this year. That decision could affect religious freedom all across Canada. Michael Harrington reporting.
New York's Jewish community is responding with outrage after Muslim demonstrators gathered outside a synagogue in Queens chanting slogans in support of Hamas. The demonstrators were heard to chant, "We are Hamas and long live October 7th," a reference to the devastating 2023 attack on Israel. A number of New York City officials have publicly denounced the protest. This is SRN News. Things continue moving along in post-Maduro Venezuela, where their government is now releasing Americans who'd been imprisoned by the socialist dictator.
According to an official from the State Department, the release of Americans detained in Venezuela was an important step in the right direction by the interim authorities. No details or numbers of prisoners were given, but it is a significant gesture from the country's interim government following the capture of Nicolas Maduro, who was transported to the United States to face trial on drug charges. Last week, President Trump said he called off a second wave of strikes when he learned that Caracas was cooperating with the release of political prisoners.
The BBC's Peter Bowes reporting. Venezuela's acting president, Delcy Rodriguez, vows to continue releasing prisoners detained under former President Nicolas Maduro. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.